So we have an institution on Moitzi Shemra, a Parsha and a Chumash. What is Moitzi Shemra all about? So the Gemara in Ksubis has a section about Oinus and a section about Mavata, and a third section about Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra is the husband brings witnesses who testify that the wife was on it during Erisin and that she deserves Skiluch. And then the father brings witnesses who are Mazim, the Ede Habal. The Pasuk says the Forso Hasimla the Ein Eskin. Forso Hasimla means, simple translation is that they spread out the sheet. So Pshuto Shamikra sounds like they had a sheet on the bed when they had the Bir Rishayna after they had Nisuin, and the father has that sheet and it has a Dam Besulim on it. That's the Pasuk. So the Gemara says that an additional level of interpretation, the Forso Hasimla means Dvar Mechubarim Kisimla. The father of the girl clarifies that it's a lie. How does he clarify? By bringing Edom HaMazim, Edi HaBal. So we believe the Mezimim. We don't believe the Zimim, and we believe the Mezimim. So then the Torah says, and then the Gemara adds on, this already doesn't say, the Gemara learns out to Agzera Shava, that we punish the husband, we give the Yisro, so we don't show us a Me'akes, we don't see a Leisha, three-part punishment. The Gemara adds on, it's only provided that we ascertain that the husband bribed the Edom, gave Edom Sheker. If he paid them a bribe, the Gemara discusses, what if he bribed them, Pachas Meshavah Pruta? He has to bribe them with a Shavah Pruta or above, fine. So then the Torah has the three-part punishment, fine. Our Gemara says that sometime concerned about disability may be the case of Moitzi Shemra, where the husband, let's say the way Rashi learns, husband comes to be mopsed the wife to Ksuba, he's never to say Pesach Pasuch Matzosi Lav Siduk Zubasa. So that should only have Siduk Zubasa should be Nema. It should be judged by a Bezna of three Dayanim. But there's a possibility that the case may develop to become one of Din and the Fashas. What if Edom will come and say that she was Mizana? Husband just knows Pesach Pasuch. He doesn't know whether she was Mizana during Erisin or before Erisin. So she's not Chayav Misa. So there's a possibility maybe Edom will come and say she was Mizana doing everything, in which case she'll be Chai Misa. So the Gemara says, but there's one case where you don't have to be concerned about the possibility Edom will come. When is that case? If Hevi Ha'av Edom Hizimum L'Edi Habal. If the Av Zedim or Mazim Edi Habal, say, see that the husband is a faker. He brought Edi Sheker. So then you don't have to be concerned about the possibility that maybe new Edom will come, another two Edom will come, who will not be Huzman, who will testify that the wife of Mizana during Erisin. So the Rabbi Natam learns the whole Gemara is talking about paying Meir Kesef. And the Gemara says, Meir Kesef is Knas, it should be Shlosha Smuchim, like Onis Mefata is Knas, it means Shlosha Smuchim. So Moitzi Shemra, Rabbi Natam says, the word Moitzi Shemra doesn't mean Hefsik Zuba. The word Moitzi Shemra all over means the husband has to pay a Kesef. The Meir Kesef is only if Huzmu Edi Habal. Who's made Abbal? So it's never, you don't have to be concerned. You don't have to be concerned about the possibility that later on it's going to develop to become Dinin Nefashis. So, and the Gemara says, that's the Machlokes, Reb Meir, and the Chachamim, whether you need a Bezdan 3 or Bezdan 23. The Gemara had 7, 8 different interpretations of what the Machlokes was. So the Rabbi Natam learns, the Machlokes says, Chashin and Lalaz means, if you'll deal with the knas of Meir Kesef with a Beznav 3, should be the same as Einus HaMavata, Beznav 3 Smuchim. So the knas of Moitzi Shemra 100 shekels should be Shlosha Smuchim. So maybe the case will develop to require Beznav 23, and then the people will be Moitzi Laz on the original 3, there was such Amaratz, and we had to add on another 20. That's what Tosis at the end of the long Tosis on Chesam and Alfa is the Kasha. If whenever you have to add on, you should be choshesh lelaz, people will be motzi laz on the original bezin. That's why we had on more dayan. We had to add on more dayan because they weren't knowledgeable. They weren't sufficiently knowledgeable. So how can the Mishnah say later, if you have a bezin of 3, any dintor you have a bezin of 3, and one of them says any odeya, if two say chayv and one says potter, so you go basar, if two say chayv and one says any odeya, the din sifah dayan. So Tyson screams, sifah dayanim. You add on another two, so it's going to be Choshe Shim Lalaz. That's Tosis Kasha, the answer. Tosis says, so what can you do? Well, you should start off, every Din Torah should start off with 71, because it may add on two. then somebody may still say any day, add on another two until you have 71. So every din Torah mamonis should always begin with 71, because someone may say any day. So that's what Tosfos said. You have no brayer over there. The last few lines in Tosfos. Then the Dama says, "See if Hadayonim dole hashina lelaz Hadayonim." Why not? So the Maram explained, because you have no brayer. It's unreasonable to say you should always start off with 71, because somebody may say any day. Any day is far fetched. The whole story is far-fetched. But in our case, if you start off with three to be done, the Meir Kesef, so later on it may turn out that she's going to be Chayiv Misa. She'll be Chayiv Misa. So then you'll have to add on another 20. So people will say, why'd you add on 20? Because the first three guys were not sufficiently knowledgeable. So Abin and Tom says, wait a minute. But the Gemara said, Beferish. The husband is that the Gemara says in Ksuba's husband's only chayv meir kesef. If who's mohaedim? The Gemara says over here, you're not choshish that maybe edim are going to come. Another pair of edim are going to come and say the same thing. Who's mohaedim? You see that the husband is just a faker, so you don't have to be concerned. So the Rabbi and Tam get stuck over here. So how do you read pshat in the Gemara? Rabbi and Tam insist in the Tosfos here that the word meir tushamra means meir kesef. It does mean hefsarak suba. According to Rashi, is good. The word meir tushamra means hefsarak suba. The husband claims the wife was mezana. May turn out the wife was mezana during Erison. May turn out she was mezana before Erison. She won't be chayv misa. May turn out she was mezana during Erison. She'll be chayv misa. So you need 23 in the very beginning, because choshish melalaz. It may develop into a bigger bezin. And the Rabbi Natam says, because you may. Rashi said the word laz means the rumor will spread. Choshishim lalaz, the rumor will spread that the husband is charging his wife with znus, so Eidim may step up. But the Rabbi Natam learns choshishim lalaz, and choshishim lekvodim shalishayim is kroivim liyos zelozet. Kimat the same. What does it mean? If you started off with 23, and then somehow they all disappeared, ivder, they all dispersed, and then you're going to make a psak with three. So people will say, we kicked out the 20 because they were not knowledgeable. We kicked them all out, and only the three remain. That's choshishim lekvodim shel rishonim. Choshishim lalaz means the opposite direction. If you start off with three, and then you're going to end off with 23, so choshishim lekvodim again, choshishim lekvodim shel rishonim. People will say that the first three weren't sufficiently knowledgeable. That's why we had add on another 20. The same shot, if you start off with 23 and 20 disappear and you'll judge with 3, people may say that we kicked out the 20. They won't realize they went Lamedita Segla Rufa. That's what Tyson said. We pointed out, where did Tyson get that funny thing with Lamedita Segla Rufa? So he said, because the Gemara says later on, Zalkamam is only Chayv Misa if he paskins against the Bez Nagorl, if they issue their Psak Malam Shamokim Gurm, come to Alisa Lamokim. Only if the Bez Nagorl was in the Lishkas HaGozes. What if they were all in Beis Pagi? So then there's no din, and they gave up Psak there. The whole Bez Nagorl was in Beis Pagi. So the Gemara said, what do you mean the whole Bez Nagorl? So Poshim Shat, there was a Shever Brachas at night. There was a Chasen at night. They all went to Beis. Somehow the Gemara thought it's in the daytime. The Gemara says, in the daytime, how will all 71 leave? You always have to leave 23. Even if someone has to go to the Beis HaKisa, someone has to go speak somewhere, someone has to go to run a seder on Alaska, the chief rabbi goes to Alaska to run a seder, but you have to leave 23 people in the Lishkas HaGozes. How can it be that all 71 left? So the Gemara says, maybe the one from Adidas Segla Rufa. According to one Tana, you don't just send 3 or 5 members of the Bez Nagorl to do the Medida, you send all 71. So the Gemara says, how can it be that all 71 left? So the Gemara says, they went from Adidas Segla Rufa. Tosfos says over here, he had 23 dayanim and 20 went away and he left with 3. Why did the 20 go away? So Tay says, Amdidas Egla Rufa. It's wrong. Amdidas Egla Rufa is Bez Nagorl, not a Sanhedrin of 23. It's a funny lotion in Tay says. I mean, Tay says is alluding to that Gemara. The Gemara says they went, they left for some reason or another. So Rabbi Natam learns, Choshishim Lekoidim Shalishayna means if he started with 23 and the 20 went away, and you got to judge with 3. So people will say, we kicked them out, then we kicked out the 20 because they don't know how to learn. And if you start Faket with 3 and you end up with 23, so people will say, why do we have to add on another 20? Because the first 3 guys weren't sufficiently knowledgeable. So it's basically the same thing. Choshishim Lekoidim Shalishayna come out, same thing. But if you started with 3 and you're going to end up with 23, then we use, it's also Choshim Lekvodim Shal Rishonim, Krovim Lias Zelozeh, the Kamat, the same thing. But we call that laz. What do you mean? People will be motzi laz on the three. It's the same thing. It's exactly the same in Kodem Shoshanim. In Kodem Shoshanim means it started with 23, you end up with three. And Koshim laz means start with three, you end up with 23. So people say the three were not sufficiently knowledgeable. So getting back again, so Rabbi Natan is stopped. The Gemara says in Ksubis that the only time you have the Parsha Motzi Shemra is if who's Mu'ede Habal. Who's Mu'ede Habal? So the Gemara says here on the top of Chesam and Beis, on the third line, fourth line, you don't have to be concerned about the possibility more Edom are going to come. They say the same thing. They were the first set of Edom who's Mu. So it's far-fetched. Maybe the second set of Edom are telling the Tupa. We're talking, the whole thing is far-fetched in the first place that you have two witnesses who are in the bedroom, they're going to say they she was inside. The whole thing is so far-fetched. So Yechashish, two Edom came and they were Huzma, then another two Edom may come. The whole, too far-fetched. So according to Rabbi Natam, what do you mean? The word Meitzu Shemra doesn't mean Hepsik Tzuba. The word Meitzu Shemra means Me'akes. You only pay Me'akes of a Huzma. Huzma, you don't never have to be concerned. Maybe another two Edom are going to come. So how does the Gemara come up to say Choshishim lalaz, it may develop to become a case of 23, but humo edi abal, huzma yirat choshish edim are going to come again. So it's not going to develop to become 23. Rabbi Natan says no. The Gemara only says if huzma edi abal, you don't have to be concerned that maybe another two edim will come. But if hukashu, let's say the edi abal say, eni odeya in zman amakom, they don't remember what day. They remember last year the Eishes Ish was Mazana. They don't remember what month, what day of the week, what day of the month. They don't remember. They remember clearly the Eishes Ish was Mazana during Erison. So if they say any then Zman HaMokim, you throw them out. Or if they contradict each other in Bedikas, you throw them out. So in such a case, then it is possible another two Edom will come. The whole thing is so far-fetched. Two Edom came to say Eishes Ish, so you're concerned that another two Edom are going to come. That's how Rabbi Natan reads the Gemara. Rashi doesn't read like that. Rashi doesn't read. That's how Rabbi Natan reads the Gemara. So Rabbi Natan had to come up with a whopper of a chiddush that the Rabbi Natan insisted the word Moshe Shama means Mea Shekel Kesef. So he says, what it says in the Gemara in Ksub is that the only time the husband has the punishment of Moshe Shama is if Huzmu Eide Habal is not true. So what did the Gemara? The Gemara only if Huzmu and only if he bribed them to give Eide Shekel. So when does that apply? So he doesn't finish the sentence, he doesn't finish the paragraph. So it probably means that's for the Malkus. The Yisro, so you only give the husband Malkus if you prove that he bribed the witnesses. The eyewitnesses testified that he bribed the first pair of witnesses. Well, who's my Eidi Abal? So then you give him Malkus. But as far as paying the Mayor Kesef, that he has to pay even if innocent, even if he brought to Edom, and it's really true, she was Mazana during Erison. But the Edom said any day on this man and the Mokum, or the Edom were makrish each other in the Bedikas. So he can't give the Einish Misa. So the husband has to pay Me'a Kesef. Why in the world should the husband have to pay Me'a Kesef? The Edom are telling the truth. They were never Huzmu. Rabbi Natan is forced into it. Because he insists the word Motzi Shemra means Me'a Kesef. And he learned Choshishim Lalaz means Choshishim Lekodim Shal Rishayin. It means that you'll have to add on another 20, so it's going to be a busha to the original three. So what do you mean you choshish another? It's going to develop to become din in the fashion. But if huzma can't develop into anything, so he says not huzma, huk choshu, and they said any yadeya. So the baal is chayiv mea kesef, a whopper of a chiddush. That's what he's mechayiv to say. That's what he has to say. And then he gets stuck at the end of the long tesis on Amud Beis behavior of baal edim. Then he gets stuck another thing. It says in the Chumash, what's the din? Okay, let's say the Torah din imamenus. So the witnesses testify, I was driving my car, I crashed into your car. Your car was a total wreck. And they claim that I drove into your car. I was the mazik. And then the witnesses contradict each other in bedikas. They ask, what color was Shechta's car? So he says it was blue and he says it was red. So if it will be din in the farshas, that's the machlokes ben zakeh and hachamim, whether hakrosha in bedikas, whether you throw out the case or not. Lechatchila, hini emes nochen adav. The Gemara learns that from the word nochen, ein ze nochen. That by din in the farshas you have to ask bedikas, and ben zakeh says that if they contradict each other. The Chacham also agree if they contradict each other, Bedikas, you throw it out. That's what the meaning of Nochen is. But the question is, how far do you go with Bedikas? So they say, Shechta question to Lemberger's car, what color was Shechta's car? So that's the car that I did. So he says it's red, and he says orange, and he says blue. It's the difference between night and day. So then you throw out the case, and I would assume you throw out the case in Dina Mominus also. You throw out the case in Dina Nefosha. You throw out the case in Dina Nefosha. But then they say it was under a fig tree. It was under a date tree, whatever. They were te'enim. It was a what are te'enim? Dates. Okay. So they say something about, well, uktzel dakan or uktzel basen. If it's a country, let's say they say I murdered someone. So the business, how did he murder him? So one guy says he shot him to death in the heart, the other guy says he cut off his head. That's a total contradiction. So of course you're going to throw out the case. I would assume in Didi Mammon is also going to throw out the case. Let's say they say, I killed your behemoth. How did he kill the behemoth? One guy says he shot it with a bullet and the behemoth fell into the ocean. The other guy says he cut off his head and the behemoth fell into the ocean. So I would say you throw out the case. Maybe in Didi Mammon is also. Mamash are two different versions of what happened. Ben Zakeh added on, the machlekes, Ben Zakeh Nachachamim is a dakas dike bedike. He said, uktzel daken or uktzel gasen. So Ben Zakeh held that even that kind of hakrosh and bedikas also throughout the case in Dina Nefashis. But if it would be Dina Mominus, and then he would say, he stuck him in the face under a teina tree, and then they say, well, what kind of teina, uktzel daken, gasen, there'll be hakrosh and bedikas, so that in Dina Mominus he wouldn't throw out the case. Even Ben Zakeh wouldn't say. And Zakeh only says you throw out the case Hakosh and Bedikas, Dina Nefashis, and the Chacham say that's too dakazdik, that's too far. That's not called Bedikas. You wouldn't throw out the case. But in Dina Mominus, even Ben Zakeh would agree you don't throw out the case. So that special Dina Ben Zakeh, that's only in Nefashis. V'hitzilhuede, he bent backwards to possibly aid him to acquit the Nidain. So what if you have an issue? An Ashish is insult. So that's a Dabisha Bierva. How do you know that Dabisha Bierva needs to aid him? The Gemara at the end of Git learns that Xerishava Dava Dava Mimami. Because it says a man has to divorce his wife, Kimotsuba Erva's Dava. He discovers that she was Mizana and so Tasura al Baila. So what does it mean, Kimotsuba Erva's Dava? How did he discover? The Gemara says Dava Dava Mimam. And it says by Mammon, Al Pishnei Edim, Al Pishlosh Edim, Yochum Dover. By Nefosh it says, Al Pishnei Edim, Al Shlosh Edim, Yumas Ameis. So the Yochum Dover is Mammonis, and Mammonis you need to aid him. So Dover should be able to ascertain that the woman was a Seita Asur al Baila. You also need to kosher aid him. So let's say the two aid him, kosher aid him come, and they testify that the Eshesish was Insa. And then the Bezna ask her, really, where was she? And they say them up, and then they say, what color were the sheets? They ask some question that's really irrelevant. Something that indeed in the Nefashis, Ben Zakeh would have said, that would be a hakosh and bedikas. That he asked in a case of Dovisha Bierva, Ta'asa the Isha Labaila, Soita, Ta'asa Labaila, you need to kosher aid him, Dovadavi Maman. So if they ask some side point and the witnesses contradict each other on some side point, they say, the room, the bedroom where they were Mizana, what color was the paint, or what color was the wallpaper or something? So he says, it was this kind of design, he said it was that kind of design. But Akai only says it indeed in Nefashis, so here is Nachan Adova. So the din of the hitzilah hu'edah, he bent over backwards to pasul. But as far as Dovah Shabiyev is concerned, Dovah Shabiyev is saved as din of Mammonis. That if you have akosh and bedikas, a side issue, Ben Zakeh is not going to say that you throw out the Edom. So the Edom said the woman was Mizana, she's Asur al-Baila. So the woman is Asur al-Baila, and the husband has to pay Meir Kesef. Why? The Edom said the woman is Asur al-Baila, it's true. She was Mizana during Erison. Why should the husband have to pay? So that's what Tosfos says. It says in the Chumash that there are three parts to the punishment of Moitzi Shem. Rabbi Yisrael also, Yom Shosa Mea Kesev, V'loi Siyel Yisho, V'yichol Shachar Kol Yomav. So Tosfos said, but if the Edom are Nemonim, to Asa the Yisho Lebailo, so he can say V'loi Siyel Yisho. Yom Avar, the woman was Mazana. So then the whole punishment doesn't apply. You can't say the husband has to pay Mea Kesev and he's not allowed to live with her because she's a Seita Asura Bailo. It doesn't make sense. So Tosfos says, according to this Rabbi Natan, came up with this chiddush that when the Edim say Eini Yodea in the Chakiris, in the Zman HaMochem, or if the Edim contradict each other in the Bedikis, so you have to say that the woman is Muteris Lebailo. But that can't be. Where's that Tosis at the end? Ratzicham lam el pirish aben etam. The last, the eight lines in the long Tosis on the base. Behave you avedim hezim. Ratzicham lam, you have to add on, according to Rabbi Nanam, shehim uteris lebaila, kishelo kivnu edusam, when they say any adeya in the zman amokam, o kishehuk chashu, of the contradict each other in bedikas. Why? The lav hachi, if you're going to say that she's asur al baila, hechem mechayv me asloim. How can you make him pay? What does he mean? It's a package deal. You either have all three, you have nothing. No, the Rabbi Natam also admits the husband only gets malchus if you're mazem the eide habal. If the hikrishu zezah is any idea, Rabbi Natam also agreed. That's the whole Gemara in Ksuba says. First, asimla means dvar mechuvarim kesimla. How is dvar mechuvarim kesimla? Because you're mazem the eide habal. And they ascertain that the husband bribed them to give Eidah Sheker. That's what the Gemara says. So Rabbi Natam says, if the Eidim say any Adeya, or if the Eidim contradict each other in Bedikas, he still pays Meir Kesem. So when does the Gemara say he need Hazama? So it has to be that that goes on the Malkus. In order for the husband to get Malkus, you have to ascertain that he did an Avera. In order for the husband to have to pay the Meir Kesef, even if he didn't do an Avera, he paid. Why in the world does he pay? What did Avera do? He brought Edom and they testified the Eshes Ish was in. So, but the Edom were insufficient to administer Mises Bezin because they said any Adair and Zman HaMokan, or they contradicted each other in the Bedikas. So the whole Rabbeinu Tam is a Chiddush to begin with, that you pay Meir Kesef even though the Edom were never Huzman. But he says, but this is impossible. He's clearly splitting between the Malkus and the Tashlumen. It's a Chiddush. Pashtus is against all the Gemaras and Ksubas, where the Gemara describes Motzi Shem. Rabbi Natam says, no, that's for the Malkus, they have to say. But for the Mammon, you don't need the Huzman. You don't need the bribing, you don't need the Huzman. But this, the Rabbi Natam doesn't. You have, either you have all three, you have. No, he's talking also. You pay Meir Kesem, you don't give the Malkus. He says, woman is Asur Abayla. So you can't even say that he pays the Meir Kesef. You have to say she's Materis Labayla. How in the world is she Materis Labayla? If the Edom contradict each other in Bedikas, and Dinim Mamanis contradiction in Bedikas is not a problem. Only indeed in the Farshas, because of Hitzilah Ho'edos, or Vidarsh in the Pasuk, Vihine Yamis Nochan Adav, and this is our Teva, as we saw, says, V'darash Tevach HaKar Tevash Al Tehetev. So the Gemara later adds up. The Gemara adds up, like we had Karnos, and we had about Basukas. So here also it says, you add up how many times it says V'darash Tevach HaKartos. So there are three cases indeed in the following. One place it says the Rashta v'chakarta, and then it says also the Rashta v'chakarta, and then the third place says the Rashta v'chakarta v'shalta. So that's two and two and three adds up to seven. So that's how you get, you add it up. Every time it says the Rashta v'chakarta, you add it all up, adds up to seven. So there's seven chakiris. That's how you came to the sum total of seven chakiris. So, and then it says, V'hiniyam is nochen adobah. So what is that? V'hiniyam is nochen adobah. Mar says, nochen goes on the bedikas. Then the din and the foshes, you need bedikas. If the edim contradict each other, then you throw out the case. If they contradict each other, uktzeitenim and dinim amenis, then Zaka is not going to say that it passed. It's a special din, v'hitzilo ed, you go out of your way. So now he says, the woman will be materis lebaila, because the edim contradicted each other in bedikas. Why? It doesn't make any sense. Why should she be Materis Labaila? Why in the world she should be Materis Labaila? And why should she be Materis Labaila if they say any Adeya in this man in the Mokam? Why should she be Materis Labaila? So at least that I can understand. Because the Mishnah says, on Lamed Beis, Echad din Mamus, Echad din Farshad Bedrisha Vachakira. Mid the Raisi, you need all the seven questions, man and Mokam, both in Mominus and in the Farshas. And the Gemara says in the first daf, the Gemara answers, the Gemara then Lamed Beis has a stira or a minu right after the kasha. Idini Maman is me or a minu. They ask a kasha from a tesefta in Makkas, from a tesefta in Shvius, from a Mishnah in Shvius. So they answer that midirabbanan they made a takana, hefke bezna hefke, can make whatever takanas you want. Idini Maman is they made a takana. Idini Maman is that you can do the, you can judge the case without drisha v'chakira. So that takana, you can say it was only made in dinim amanus. So I say, the pasuk says, the chumash says, The husband has to divorce his wife if he ascertains that she's a Saita. How was he Motza? How did he ascertain? Motza Dava Dava Mimam. Just like by Mominus, you need to aid him, but Dava should be every need to aid him. So by Mominus, the aid him have to testify in front of Bezin, and you have to have Drishma Chakiris. And Dava should be every also, the aid him have to testify in front of Bezin, and you need Drishma Chakiris. So true Midirabana, they did away with the need for Drishma Chakira. That's indeed imamun is hefke bezna hefke. They can change, they can make whatever takanas they want. But in Isa Veheta, you can't tamper with Isa Veheta. So in Isa Veheta, you can say, they left it on a din deraisa. You have to have Dvishma Chakira. If the Edom say, Ein Edens Manamakam, so you don't accept them. So that part of that half of the Rabbeinu Tam, I understand. The whole thing is a big stretch. The whole Rabbeinu Tam is a chidush nifla meyod. For the Malkus, you have to have Hazama and bribe. But for the Meir Kesef, you don't need Hazam, you don't need Bar. That's already a big Chiddush. But now the Rabbi Natan is forced into saying more than that. He's forced into saying that that the woman is Muteris Labayla in his two cases. So the woman, Muteris Labayla, if they say, Ene Dens Manamakam, at least I can swallow that. The other one, how can you say, if they contradict each other in Bedikas, he say the woman is Muteris Labayla. Why? That's only a special din v'hitzilu eda. Why should that din carry over to davish b'yervon? Again, tzichem lama the pirush abinu tam. You force him to sing. Shehi muteris lebayla kishlo kibna edusam, or kishuhukhusha lo kibna edusam means any yodeya. Uhukhusha means to contradict any yodeya in zman amokim. Or kishuhukhusha means in bedikas. They contradicted in bedikas. That's how the Tosis says earlier. Lokivna means that they say any adaya in Zmanamakam, or Hukrushu Kishu Zezeh in the Bedikas. How can that be? The Lavhachi, if they say the woman is Asura Baila, Echemachai Meeslam, Halakmin, they will see Elisha. Of the Mela, the Eshloma Mikan, based on this Rabbi, and Tama comes out. The E also aid the Meyomru Eshes Ploini Zinsa. And we want to pass on that the woman is Asur al Baila, the boy Drishim Chakira la Oisra al Baila. Why Svaruhu de la Gorm Exelus Machabalus? Yeah. That means Benatoira, you need Drishim Chakira in all cases of Dinimamis. But the Rabbanan made a takana that you can be done Dinimamis without Drishim Chakira. So the Tesis here is assuming, Tesis before Hatuday is about that. The Gemara quoted this on Beis Amin Beis on the first day. What is the Gemara quoted for? Because Gemara said, "Dini Mamunis b'shlosha means shlosha hediotas," and that "Dini Mamunis" means hoidos v'avos, and "Gzelus achalos" means shlosha smuchim. How do you get to a compromise? Shlosha hediotas, manam shach. If you hold irav parshas kasev kansi, need shlosha smuchim. If you hold no irav parshas, you don't even need shlosha. So chad nami kasha. Gemara said, "No, the Mishnah goes you hold irav parshas." Menatari needs shlosha smuchim. But the Rabbanan made a takana that by hodos valvoes had yotas are good. Kadesh lo tenadolus bifnei lovin. Where do you have a mocker that you make such a takana? So the Gemara says by drisha v'chakira. So Tosis had 2 days. Is the taka the same? That just like by canceling the need for smuchim that had yotas are good, that's only by hodos valvoes. They never made that takana by gzelus achavolus. That's the contrast. Dini hodos valvoes b'shlosha had yotas. And Gzelus Achvalus b'shlosha smuchim, because they only made the takana. Well, why? Because what did the Gemara say? Shlichusayu. You only say shlichusayu if it's a milsa de shchicha. These bechisar and kissing. Gzelus Achvalus is milsa de lo shchicha, so they never made the takana. So Tosis had 2 days on Gimel and Aleph. What's the whole mocker for this that you made such a takana is from the cancellation of the need for drisha v'chakira. So it means it's the same that they only canceled the need for drisha v'chakira by hodos v'alvos. Magzelus achavolus. They never canceled the need, or maybe they even canceled the need for drisha v'chakira by gzelus achavolus as well. So Tosis has the 2 days. Here the Gimel Amud Aleph, the second Tosis on the top. Shalom Tenadolus Bifnei Lom Gzelus Lachavodus Ksuvasisha Yerushim Matonis Bekul Nami Loi Beiran Dirisha Vachakira Loi Beiran Dirisha Vachakira. And then Tosis says they're not sure. 2 days in Tosis. So this Tosis, the test on the base, is assuming, like that one opinion, that just like the Shlichusayu that you don't need smuchim, it was only instituted by Hodos Havos. I never made the Shlich Lesayu by Gzeldas Lachavolos, because Milsa de Loshchicho. So the same is true, this takana, that you can judge a case of Dinim Amunus without Drish Machakira, they only made that takana because the Gemara puts the two together. You connect it. So they say they only made the takana by Hodos Havos. By Gzeldas Lachavolos, they left it on the Din Derais. So they left Gzeldas Lachavolos on the Din Derais. So Lesa Rishal Baila, Tosi says, Svaruhu de la Gorm is Eldus Achvalis. By Gzeldus Achvalis, they never made a takana de Rabbanon. So by Lesser Rishal Baila also, they never made a takana. They never made a chumar mid Rabbanon, even mid Rabbanon. Eidus to Asa Rishal Baila has to be like on the level of their Isa. As Dova Dova Mimaman, you need two kosher Eidim, and it has to be Haggadah Seidus Bifnei Bezdin, Bifnei Baldin. And if the Eidim, and you need Risha v'Chakira. They never made a Takana de Rabban. That's the gist of the Torah. They never made a Takana de Rabban. Because they made a Takana de Rabbanon, and you don't need Risha v'Chakira, so what does the Gemara say? If you don't need Risha v'Chakira, so then the woman would be Asur al-Bailo. So Asur al-Bailo, how do you make the husband pay Meir Kesef? He did what he's supposed to do. He did his research, he found out his wife is Asur al-Bailo. He's not allowed to live with her. So why do you penalize him that he has to pay Meir Kesef? We don't understand why the Rabbeinu Tam, even if the woman is Mataris Labaila, we don't understand why he should be penalized. He certainly doesn't get the Malkus. The Rabbeinu Tam not going to tell me he gets Malkus. The Malkus, that's what the Gemara says in Ksuba, is only if he brought Edom and they were husband, he bribed the Edom. Then you give Malkus. But to pay the Meir Kesef, the Rabbeinu Tam came up with this Chiddush. Wow. Wow. There's a famous Tshuva in the Nerdi Behuda. Simon Ayin and Chela Galef of the Nerdi Behuda. Chelik Avanes is Simen Ayin Beis, a very long tshuva. But Anashis Isha Zinsa has a whole background to it. This was when he still lived in Yampala before he was in the big city in Prague. In Prague, he had a lot of shilas of Anashis Isha Zinsa. And he writes in one of the tshuvas, "Give me a break already. I have enough with the Zionists and the Prutas. Ask someone else the shilas." Prague was like New York. It was the center of all evil. But before he was in the big city, it was a little village with the Baal Shem that was in the same village. So there was an incident, then he describes the whole story. And in the Shuvah, he makes believe as if the Shaila came in Merchakim. He makes believe as if the Shaila came from a different city. He sent the Shuvah. I remember Rav Soloveitchik said, I was just looking this morning in the Shuvah's Nadi Behuda. I don't see where you can tell from the Shuvah. He said he sent the Shuvah to the Becha David. The Becha David was the Sfardish Rov who was in Constantinople, and he wrote the Tshuva Sefer Divrei Emes. So this Tshuva, Rav Soloveitchik said, this Tshuva was hand-delivered. They didn't have international mail at that time. So there was someone who was traveling from Poland to Constantinople to travel to Eretz Yisrael by boat. So he carried with him two letters. He had one letter for the Nadi Behuda to deliver to the Rav in Constantinople, the Becha David. And they believe as if he sent the Shaila to him. He didn't send the Shaila. The Shaila was from his own village, from Yampala. And then the other letter that he was bringing was a letter from the Baal Shem Tov that he sent to his brother-in-law, Megershon Kitever, who had already moved to Eretz Yisrael. And that's the famous letter about he wrote to his brother-in-law that he had an Aliyas Neshama. On the second day, Rosh Hashanah, he went up, he had a dream, he went up to heaven, and he met Moshiach, and he asked him, "When are you coming?" Masa Yossi Mar. He said, "When you'll spread the message of Chassidus." I'll bring him next Monday night, I think. So when you spread the message of Chassidus, then Moshiach said, "Then I'm going to." That's the famous. So the two letters are both famous. So the one letter is the long Tshuva Ayin Beis, and Chelek Avanes, Chelek Aleph of the Nadi Behuda. And the other letter is the Aliyas Neshama letter of the Baal Shem Tov. So the Baal Shem Tov used to live in the same village. And the husband's father was covering up on the whole story. Nadi Behuda writes the whole Shana at the beginning of Siman Ayin Beis. The husband's father was a big takif, and he was beating people up who were saying that his daughter-in-law was Mizana and they should get divorced. And he got the government to declare that anyone who ruins his daughter-in-law's reputation, he's going to kick them out of town, going to put him in prison and so on. So the Baal Shem Tov made a whole stink that the woman was, I'm not going to say the woman is a Zayna, because whoever says the woman is a Zayna is going to be punished by the government. He kept on saying 100 times, but he said, I'm not going to say the woman is a Zayna, so they couldn't do anything. Then he left town. He could leave town, he moved, but the Nadi Behuda was the rabbi, so he couldn't leave. So he wrote a whole tshuva, and then he sent it to the Becha David that he should agree with him. So he starts off in the beginning of the tshuva, there are seven reasons why to be mata the isha labayla. And he's going to go through each one of the seven reasons. Barichas is going to explain that they're all incorrect. So the first reason is that the witnesses didn't know Zmanamokim. The three men said they were mezana with the woman. Three men came and they said, we were mezana with this Eishes Ish. But they didn't remember when. They said in the course of the last couple of years. Who remembers when they were mezana?
They said that themselves?
Yeah.
And not a mezana.
But you say Pagina Dibura. That's the next gemara. So then that was the second reason that you can't apply Pagina Dibura, because the Maros Ason says, if they say Ishtecha Zinsa, and then the Bezin asks, who is she mezana with? And he says, with me. So then you say Pagina Dibur. But if you say Aniza Anisa Yemishtecha, then you can't say Pagina Dibur. Depends how they worded it. So that's the second heter. So the first heter he has, first reason to be mater is that the Edom said that they were mezana with the woman, didn't remember when. They said she was an Eishes Ish. We don't remember exactly when. So according to this Rabbein Tam, you need Zmana Mokam. If the Edom said Eini Adeh and Zmana and the Mokam they knew in her bedroom. But this man, they didn't remember. They didn't remember when. So according to this Taisus, the woman is Materis Lebaila. So he has a whole Arichas that we don't paskin like this. Then the second one is that you shouldn't say Pagin Dibura here. So he says, that's not correct. And the Haggadah say this was given Shalai Bifnei Ha'isha, Shalai Bifnei Habal. And Haggadah say this Shalai Bifnei Badin is not accepted. So he knocks that down. He has all this, he has Stiris Hatarishan, Stiris Hatashain, Stiris Hatashlishi. Goes on and two pages to explain why each of the seven heterim is incorrect. So this is the first lap, the first section, and that tshuva is about this Rabbi Natam. A fantastic chiddush, the whole Rabbi Natam, such a wild chiddush. And if the Edom say any, this is the chiddush, agabi chiddush, agabi chiddush, the whole thing is kula chiddush. He doesn't like Rashi, so he gives a different shot. But his shot, he's forced into saying these wild ideas. I think the Malkus, he's not going to disagree with Rashi. You only get Malkus if you brought Eidei Sheker and they were Huzmu. And they say that he bribed the Eidim. So the Malkus, he agrees with Rashi. But for the Chi of Meir Kesef, that he disagrees. As even if he brings Eidim and it falls apart. So it falls apart because of Hakosh and Bedikas. So why should it fall apart? Hakosh and Bedikas is only dealing the Fashas. That's a Pella. The other one is a question. Why is it if you say any adeya, if you say any adeya in Zman HaMokam, why is it no good? So we had the Gemara in Perikoy Yeboitkin. So the Gemara says, Midi idi idi deraisehu. Bedikis indeed in the Parshas is also deraisehu. You learn that from the Parshas. Hine emes nochen adoban. Nochen refers to the Bedikis. So the Gemara asks, that you have to have bedikas, that's on mem aleph on the base. You have to have bedikas in din and nefashas, that's a pasuk. You have to have the rishva chakira, you add up the three and the two, and the two, seven bedikas, seven rishva chakira, it's also their isis. So how come if you say, ain't it then, zman ha-mokim, you don't accept the eidim? If they ain't it then, bedikas, you do accept, only if they contradict each other, then you throw it out. Why is there a difference? So the Gemara says, because if you say, ain't it then, in Zman HaMokim, the B'li Eidush Yatiyoch HaLazim. Masha'inikin, if they say any Adem B'dikas, it won't be Eidush Yatiyoch HaLazim. Hazama depends on the Zman HaMokim, that the later Adem will contradict the first Adem, will say, Mon HaYisim HaMokim Acher, you were with us in a different location, how can you testify on what happened in this location? So the Nari Behuda takes the Gemara literally. That if the Edom say any of their Zman HaMokim, the reason why you can't accept their Eid is because it's Eidu She'atiyoch HaLazim. So then he says, we discussed this a little bit. We said already the Beis Halevi, we said we were Magdim and the Refuah and the Makkah. We already said the Beis Halevi who disagreed with the Nodim Yehuda. So the Beis Halevi was discussing a Rambam. We had a Rambam, I think, in Perek Beis and Hilchos Ratzeach, Alochates or something. The Rambam writes, Eidush Yatoch Lazim, but Bedin and Nefashis is not accepted. Why does he add on the two words, Bedin and Nefashis? Obviously, Bedin and Mammon is Eidush Yatoch Lazim is acceptable. So some Achrayim said, of course it's acceptable. Once they made a Takanim in the Rabbanan, that you don't need Rishim HaChakira, you don't need Zman HaMokim, so every case of Din and Mammon is always going to be Eidush Yatoch Lazim. You're not going to ask him what the Zman HaMokim is, so by definition, you can't have any Hazama. So I mean, the Rabbana for sure, once they made a takana that you don't need Zman HaMokim, that's self-understood, implicit, is included in the takana, that you don't need Yibish Achir, that you don't need Eidu Shatiyachal Azima. So some Achranim want to say that the Rambam implies that Eidu Shatiyachal Azima by Mominus is acceptable, is only acceptable by the Rabban. After they made the takana canceling the need for Yibish Achir, so it's always going to be. And others said, no, the Rambam means on the level of their Isa. What's the logic? So they apparently understood the Rambam to say that the Halacha Beidush Yatiyachal Azima is like a din of Iyum. When the Edom come to testify, so you have to check to make sure they're telling the truth. But then the Edom come and din of Fasha, so we have to frighten them a little bit. You have to scare them. You have to tell them, are you sure that you know what you're talking about? Do you realize that where we're going to make a Gemar Din, you're going to have to kill them with your own hands? Yadu Edom Tiyabu Barishana. You're prepared to do. Not just you're telling us we should kill him. You're going to have to kill him. And if we're mazim, keep in mind, if we're mazim you, we're going to give you the death penalty. So the Achrenim understood, the Rambam held, that this halacha that you cannot accept Eidush Yatiyachal Azima only applies in the Nefashas, because it's a din and iyum ha'edim. You only have to have that added iyum indeed in the Nefashim. Din mamanis, you know, did iyum. So in din mamanis, a lot of Achrayim understood the Rambam to say Eidush Yatiyachal Azima is good men atayra. So if it's good men atayra, so if the Eidim say any day in Zman HaMakom should be good, yeah, but the Mishnah says it's no good. The Mishnah doesn't. How you both can? Mishnah's not only talking about Din in the Fosh. Mishnah is talking about Din in Mamanis. The bulk of them, the first half of them, is talking about Din in Mamanis, not so much Din in the Fosh. So how can it be? How can the Rambam say the Eidush Yatiyachal Azima is only a psul in Din in the Foshes, but in Mamanis it's good ben atayra? Isn't it against the Mishnah? Mishnah says when the Eidim say any adeya and Rishim HaKir, it's no good, and the Gemara said because Eidush Yatiyachal Azima. So that's where the Beis HaLevi steps in, and he said, no, that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, if the Eidim say any adeya and Zman HaMakom, that's like Moshe Lamad Avadayma, the witness is coming to Beis HaLevi and says, okay, tell me about the accident. What happened? The guy says, I don't know anything about any accident. I heard there's a court case. I'm one of the spectators. I don't know anything about anything. So of course you don't accept his aidus. He said, any day, I don't know what happened. So even if he tells you all the details of the case, but you ask him, what day of the week did it happen? What day of the month? He doesn't remember what day of the week he remembers. What day of the month doesn't remember at all. I don't know what day of the month it is. I know the Goyish month. I know the Yiddish date, I don't know. Okay. So if I would come to give Haggadah Zedus, they wouldn't accept. I'd look at a calendar before I'd go to bed. So I'd be able to say what day of the month it was. Okay. But if I wouldn't look at a calendar and events, I wouldn't know what day. I think we venture Shcheres to Shabbos. So I'm a little bit. I know next Monday night is the Farbrengen. So it's Shcheres Kislev is on its way. That's about as far as I know. Yeah. So the Beis HaLevi says, when the Eidim say any day, I don't know anything about the case. So there's no Haggadah Zedus. If the Eidim say the whole story with all the details, but then the Bezna asks him, what's the Zman, and what's the Makom, any Adeya, so the Mishnah says it's no good because Chasta Begufa Shalaitis. It's like saying any Adeya, I don't know the whole story. So the Gemara says, so why do you distinguish between Bedikas and Chakiris? Why is in Bedikas if he says any Adeya, it's okay? Only if they contradict each other. Only in Chakiris if he says any Adeya, it's no good. The Gemara says, no, because Chakiris is more chomer than bedikas, because chakiris can lead to hazama, and bedikas can never lead to hazama. But it's not that the Gemara meant to interpret that the reason the psul, when they say any day and zman hamakom is possible because Eidush Yatiyachal Azima. Not true. Any day and zman hamakom is possible even though in mamonis ben atayra it's good Eidush Yatiyachal Azima. So why is it no good if he says Eidush Yatiyachal Azima doesn't bother me in mamonis? It's only a din iyum in the fashas. So what's so bad if the Eidim say any day and Zman HaMakom and Mamanis? The answer is Chasa B'Gufa Shalaitis. That's the Vart in the Gemara. So that's the Beis HaLevi wrote that. That was his response to this Nadi Bihuda. He was disagreeing with Nadi Bihuda. Nadi Bihuda keeps on chazering that simple translation of the words in the Gemara, and that daf, Mem Aleph Amid Beis is that if they say any day and Zman HaMakom, it's no good because of Eidush Yatiyachal Azima. And then he goes further and he says, the first Tosfos in Makkos asks Akasha. The Mishnah says, if two witnesses testify that somebody's a Birush Machalutza, Nevehuzmu, and they happen to be Kohanim. So should we say, Vasis Mulakasha Zamam Lasis Lochi, we should not treat them as if they're Chalolim. So they shouldn't be able to duchen, they shouldn't get the first aliyah, shouldn't be able to do pidyon haben, shouldn't be able to be makir karbonis, the beis hamikdash, chalolim. So the Mishnah says, Einam yaseh ben gush machlutza, elah they get malchus. They get malchus instead of making them. Gemara has a whole mocker, how do you know that that's true? So Tosis is bothered with a kasha. If you say there's no kasha zamam to declare them as chalolim, so how do you accept the testimony in the first place? There's a din eidush yater chalazim, you can't accept. So Tosis has two answers. So the Nadi Behuda says, we paskin like the second answer in Tosis. What's the second answer? What's the whole source in the Chumash for the institution of Eidush Yatir Chalazima? That it's no good. What's the mocker? So he says, Tosis says the whole mocker is the Parsha of Hazam. It says in the Torah, if you mazam the Eidim, you give Kasha Zom. So the Gemara understood the only time you can accept the Eidus in the first place is if it's Yochal Hazim, if it can lead to Hazam. Can lead to Hazam or not? So Tosis says, but that's only in a case of Mamas and Nefashas, where there would be a din of Kasha Zom, but by two Eidim will come and testify and say that someone is a cholol. So it can never lead to kasha zama. It can never lead to kasha zama. So there's no requirement for Eidush at Yochal Azimah. So the Meila, the Nedev Yehuda, says in a case of Eishes Isha Zinsa, let's say two Eidim testify, the woman is Asur al Baila because we know she had an affair with someone else. And then they were Huzmu. So you say that they have to divorce their wives, because they were trying to make him divorce his wife, so he has to divorce his wife. So he says, no. Just like by Ben Grush Machalutza, you don't say, Einam Yosef Zeb Ben Grush Machalutza. The Eidim who are Kohanim, you don't say that you treat them now as Chalolim. Why not? Because the Gemara has a drasha, Asis Mloik, Hashizam Nas Lach, and Lovel Alazara. If you're going to make him into a Cholol, you're going to say the Eidim are Chalolim, so his children, his grandchildren, his great grandchildren, the Oilam Void, they'll all be Chalolim. So the pasuk says vasisim loy, the word loy is loy belalazar. You don't declare the descendants. So Tosis, the first half of Makkah, says just like the Gemara has a drasha lo belalazaro, it should be lo belali ishto also. They're going to declare, let's say, that I'm an amoyne mayavi, and then if I'm an amoyne mayavi and I live with my wife, so I made my wife into a nivelo lepasala, she becomes a zayin asur lekayin. Even if I'll die later on, my wife will be an almana. If I divorce my wife, she's a grusha. She can't marry a kohen because she's a grusha. But if I'll die, she'll be an amana. She can marry a kohen. Amana is not allowed to marry a kohen gadol, but she's allowed to marry a kohen hedyon. So if the Eidim testify that I'm an amana in my avi, and then I die, so then my wife will be a nivel on the pasul b'sol. She was living with an amana in my avi. So the same thing over here. The din is vasisim loy loy v'loy liishta. Tosis makes a drasha loy v'loy liishta. So Nadi Behuda says, if witnesses testified that an Eishes Ish was zinsa, she has to get divorced. So if the Huzma, what are you going to say? They have to get divorced from their wife. No, asisim loy loy v'loy liishta. You don't say they have to get divorced. So since the whole din of kasha zamam doesn't apply in this case, so there's no din of Eidush at Yochal Azima. So the male, if the Eidim, the only reason why if the Eidim say ein eder and zman amokan, you throw out the Eidus, is because it's Eidush at Yochal Azima. So there's no requirement for Eidush at Yochal Azima by Eidus Tasa Risha Labailo. So that's his disagreement. That's why he says we don't pass like this, Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says over here on Daf Tess, where is it? Daf Ches on the base. That if the Eidim say any adeya, the Eidim to ask the Isha Labaila say any adeya on Nizman and Nemokim, then you don't ask the Isha Labaila, you don't accept the Eidus. Why don't you accept the Eidus? They said the Gemara says because it's Eidus Shiat Yochal Azima. He learned the Gemara literally, because the Beis Halevi said the Gemara never meant that. Any adeya Zman and Mokim is no good even in Dinim Mominus. In Dinim Mominus, the Rambam said you don't need Eidush at Yochal Azima min HaTorah, not just min Rabban. So why is it, if he say any idea in Zman HaMokam, why isn't that acceptable in Mominus? He says, not because Eidush at Yochal Azima. Hazam is an indication that this is Gufa Shaleidus, that's not Gufa Shaleidus. If the Eidim say any idea in Zman HaMokam, it's Chasib Gufa Shaleidus. That's what the Beis HaLevi says to disagree with the Nadi Behuda. But the Nadi Behuda took the Gemara literally. He translated the words of the Gemara literally. So he claims that just like the second answer in the Tosis in the beginning of Makkos, just like Tosis says that you don't need Eidush at Yochal Azima by Eidim who declare someone as a Cholol, because there is no Kasha Zomam there. No Kasha Zomam, so there's no need for Eidush at Yochal Azima. So what Dinami, there's no need for Eidush at Yochal Azima by Asering Yishar Bailo, because if you be Mazim the Eidim, you won't say that they have to get divorced from their wives. So there's no kashlamam in this kind of it. There's no kashlamam, so there's no need for Eidus Shati Yochal Azimam. So Memele he says, if the Eidim will say any day in this man amokim, it'll be kosher. It won't be puzzled. It'll be kosher. The woman will be Yasur Abayla, against the Abinatam.
Did anyone want to give Misa?
Yeah.
So why would you be taking
for the purpose of giving the Misa, it's correct. There would be a din of kasha zama. We would give them misa, and the mele we would say eidus shati yochal azimah. If they say any day in zman amokim, you can't give the misa. But what about the asarisha labayla? If they say any day in zman amokim, would you say you accept the testimony with respect to asaring isha labayla? So Tosfos says, according to Rabbi Natan, you're forced into assuming that the woman is materis labayla because she's asura labayla. So the husband absolutely didn't do anything wrong. He did what he's supposed to do. He did research. He found out his wife is Asura Lov. He brings the Edom to Bezdin, and they didn't know about this Zman HaMokim. If the Halacha says you need, according to Rabbi Natan, that you need Zman HaMokim, and the woman is Materis Labayla, so the husband just made a whole, he bashmutzed his wife for no good purpose whatsoever. He didn't ascertain the wife is Asura Lov. So why did he bring the Edom to the Bezdin in the first place? He shouldn't have brought the whole charges in the first place. But the Nadi Behuda says he thinks that you don't need Eidus Shati Yochal Azimah to Aser Isha Labailo because there is no Hazama there. Then he has a whole Arichas. Why should I decide to adopt the second answer of Tosfos? Tosfos gave two answers. So he gives a whole argument why the first answer in Tosfos is insufficient. You have no choice. You have to accept the second answer in Tosfos in the beginning of Marcus. He makes an assumption that's very, very questionable. I thought it was dead wrong. Makes an assumption. The Gemara has a din later by Bas Koyin Shezinso. So it says, "He boesh tisorev." The Bas Koyin Shezinso, an eshes is Shezinso. If she's an ara hamarasa, the punishment is skila, and if she's an eshes is an asua, the punishment is chenek, and if she's a Bas Koyin Shezinso during nisuin, so then the punishment is sreifa. So the pasuk says. He boesh tisor. Why does it say he? The Gemara says he below boalo. The boil is not going to be chayiv sreifa. And then the Gemara says also he below zamemeho. If the Edom were mazim, the Edom testified that she's a baskan, she's zinsa, she's chayiv sreifa, and then they were huzmu, so you don't give them sreifa. So the pasha pshat in the Gemara is that the Edom testified that she was mazana, so. You treat it as if the Edom would have testified that a regular Eshes Ish was Mizana, and they were attempting to give the regular Eshes Ish chenek, so you give them chenek. That's the Pashup Shad. The Buddha says they're off the hook. They don't get any punishment. He says, that's a drasha the Gemara has. You only give Kashazamam if there are Zamam Lasiloch, Velolachosim. So what does it mean? So if Edom testify against a woman that she's chayv misa, you don't give them the wahuzmu, you don't give them the punishment. Gemara says that only goes on this case, only on this case, because he belows amimeho, you don't give sreifa to the Edom, so you don't give any punishment to the Edom all. They go off scot-free. That's a beferish, that's not pasha pshat in the Gemara. Pasha pshat in the Gemara, beferish, not so. That they get chenek. They get chenek. That they don't get sreifa. He says the pasha pshat in the Gemara is that they don't get any punishment at all. So he says, how can you ever accept testimony in the first place? That a baskoin she's in, so she gets rafe, it's always going to be Eidus Shati Yochal Azimah. So he says, the answer has to be like the second answer that Tosfos gave there in the beginning of Makkos, that any case where there's no kasha zamam, so you don't need Eidus Shati Yochal Azimah. Wow. That's very questionable. The Nadi Behuda is very questionable. Anyway, this Rabbi Natan, very questionable. This Rabbi Natan is wild. If the Edom contradict each other in Bedikas, the woman is Muteris Labayla Mapitom. Contradiction Bedikas, special din only in the Fushes. Doesn't apply to Mominus. And of course it doesn't apply to Dova Shabiyeva. He learned how Dova Dova mi Mamin. Motzabayeva is Dova. To ascertain that woman is a Soita Asura Abayla, you derive, you establish that you need two kosher Edom just like in Mominus. And Mominus Gufa. If you have a Hakosh and Bedikas, the Gemara says that it's kosher. How can you say you have a Hakosh and Bedikas and Dova Shabiyeva? That you don't accept the Eidus. It's against the Gemara. The whole Rabbi Natan is against the Gemara. This Apella. This Rabbi Natan is a big fella. But he was forced into it. Because he insists that the word Moitzi Shemra means Me'a Kesef. It can't be like Rashi, that it goes on Hepsedek Tzuvah. if Meir Kesef, you only pay of Huzmu, that's the Gemara Ksubis of Huzmu, you might say you don't have to be concerned that maybe more Edim will come. You see the guy, the husband is Mahadara Edi Sheker. If you're not concerned, more Edim comes. So what's the whole Choshishim Lamas? Choshim Lamas, same as Choshim Lakvodim Shalom Rishonim. That's Rabbi Natan. It's Kravim Liyazek Kazer. So he's forced into saying this Pshat. So the whole Pshat is very, very Mechudish. Yeah.
Should we apply the pasuk of Tzidu Haida for Davish Be'erba if Davish Be'erba could be to Nefashis?
I'll be Pashtus, no. The Nefashis aspect you'll apply Be'etzilu Haida, not to kill a person, but for the Davish Be'erba it should not apply. The Pashtus should not apply. Well, you want to say that since the Teichen of the Yedis is Anachi of Misa, so it's called, I label it as the Nefashis. I don't know. The Gemara learns that Dova Dova mi moment. The Gemara says that you need to aid him by Dova should be ever to ascertain a woman as a Seita, just like you need by moment. The Gemara doesn't say Dova Dova for Nefashis. It doesn't say Dova by Nefashis. It says Al Pishnei made him Al Bishloshem Yumas Ames. By moment is that Pishnei and Mishloshem Yakum Dova. It says Kimotsu by Eva is Dova. Very difficult, right? And maybe that's what the Rabbein Tam is driving at, but it's very difficult.
Why don't we say that this man is usher to his wife, even if the Edim aren't good because of Shabbat Nafshe Katipa the Yisura? That even if these Edim are proven not to be good, or like they contradict each other in Badikas, but he himself still believes with the Munah Shalema and his Edim, wouldn't he say they're usher because of that?
If he believes them, yeah. If the Bezin asks, do you think that they're telling the truth? It says, I'm convinced that they're telling the truth, then Shabbat Nafshe shall be Asura al Bayit. But we have to tell the husband, you don't have to believe the Edim. Because the bedikas, so they say any day in the chakiras. So that's not the time. You don't have to believe him if you don't want to.
Would it be us in the meantime, before the whole court case happens, two Edom come up to him and says that we saw your wife in Mazana and immediately.
So he thinks he has two Edom. Okay, yeah. So she's also al bayit. But then when the Bezin interrogates the Edom, the Bezin sees that the Edom falls apart. Then they tell the husband, the Edom fell apart, and if you don't want to, you don't have to believe what they said. So if you personally are convinced in your heart that they're telling the truth, that'll be Shabbat Hanafshe. Even if Eid Echad comes, Eid Echad comes and I say, I know that Echad is not going to tell me a lie. That's also Shabbat Hanafshe. So certainly we have two Edom. And it falls through in Bezin, based on a technicality, because Akoshim Bedikas are any day in Chakiris. But the husband says, I believe him. I personally feel that they're telling the truth, then it should be Asura. Yeah.
It might be a case of Asir plus he has to pay 100 still, because what he did was wrong.
How can you say he did wrong? I know they're telling the truth. He did the right thing. How can you say he has
either
to pay?
Him or he believes him. He can't have both.
If he says, I believe, I know who they are. They must be telling the truth. They never tell me a lie. I know these two people. They must be telling the truth. And he did the right thing. So how can you say you penalize him at all? There must be talking that he says, I don't especially believe them. I don't know who they are. I don't especially believe them. The Rabbein Tam wanted to save the Gemara from Rashi's corrupt pshat. He didn't like it. But Rabbein Tam's pshat is worse than Rashi's. Bigger holes in Rabbein Tam's pshat. That's a problem. Okay. There's a very famous Tosis here. This Tosis is very famous. Ravan Shehisbohem. The Gemara quoted the Mishnah. According to Rashi's pshat, the last pshatim in the Gemara, it comes out the machlokes satanoim, whether you need 3 or 23. The chacham hold you need 23 because there is going to be din in the fashas. There is din in the fashas now. So why do you call it moitzi shemra? Why is it called moitzi shemra? The chacham hold that she gets the death penalty, but the Rabbi Natan learns no. The question is, can it develop to become Din in the Fashas? Can it possibly develop to become Din in the Fashas? But there's not that there's Din in the Fashas now. I mean, the Thomas Epp is a whole interpretation. Anyway, so the Gemara quoted over here. Antesa Meralef, there's a Machlekes HaTanoim in the Mishnah in Makkis, whether there's a Din of Nimtzeh Mehem Korv Apostle by Momin. So the Tana Rabbi Yossi says, a Korv Apostle is only a Din Amar Rabbi Yossi. Where is this? four lines from the bottom. Ba'medvar mamurim. When is there an institution of Korah apostle? Only b'dinim nefashos. Avadinim mamunis, this kind made us b'shtar. There's no din of Korah apostle. So we said, Rashi says the reason why, because the whole darshaning of the pasuk, the whole drasha is so far-fetched that a drasha of Korah apostle, so that's in din nefashos. When you bend over backwards, you b'hitzilo, you bend over backwards to darshan psukim, l'hokel ananidim. But the mamunis, you don't darshan the pasuk like that. So there's no din of Korah apostle. And we don't accept his opinion. The Gemara and Makkos, one Amar holds halachic Rabbi Yosef, we don't accept that. We pass like Rabbi. Rabbi Yomer, not true. Rabbi Yomer, Echad din mamas, Echad din nefashos. There's a din of Nimtzeh Echemem Korah apostle. But then Rabbi restricts it a little bit. And Rabbi Yosef, each one has a different sheet. Rabbi Yosef says Korah apostle doesn't apply at all to mamas. Rabbi disagrees. But Rabbi holds the only say Korah apostle if the apostle was in Skabin Lahoid. Rabbi Yossi says you don't need Niskan Lord. So each one restricts it. You have to restrict it a little bit. You have to restrict it somehow. So Rabbi restricts it only if Niskan Lord. So the simple reading of the Gemara here, as well as the whole sugya in Makkos, is that the din of Korah apostle applies even if the eighth apostle never shows up in Bezin. It's just watching the case. That's how the Mishnah has the expression. Mayasu Shneachim in the top line on Tess on the base. Three people were watching a murder. Two are brothers and one is a stranger. So since two are brothers, you have Korah apostle here. So the whole case, Bezna throws out the whole case. If this Kavna Lord, Bezna throws out the whole case. That's what it sounds like. So the Re, Balatesa says that's impossible. The din of Korah apostle only applies to an Eid Hameid, it doesn't apply to an Eid Haraya. And he says, Maisim b'chol yom. So we would have said, Maisim b'chol yom, we have a wedding. And under the chuppah, the parents are there. All the relatives, all the people around there are all relatives. The cousins, the brothers, the sisters, everybody's around. There are women there. Tosafot didn't say there were women. Tosafot says there are relatives there. Why didn't Tosafot say that there were women? That it should be Korah apostle. So the Maharam Lublin on the bottom of the Maharshah, the Maharam in Makkah says, Who had the nami? Tosafot could have raised the issue that every wedding there are women watching. Doruch Laner writes over there, no, if women, the din of Korah apostle doesn't apply to women. And that's famous, the Nesivos, and Chayesh Mishpah quotes from the Tumim that there were six people who are apostolators where you don't apply the din of Korah apostle. He says that six people are Cherushet V'Katan, Ebed Isha Akram. Just disregard what they say, and Ebed Isha Akram, they don't have a Shemaid at all. That's the Tumim quoted by the by the Nesivos and the Siman of Korah apostle. So that's what the Aruch Laner says. Why did Tosafot only raise the issue? Hechman Tzini Yidein V'Ragleinu, if the din of Korah apostle is not restricted only to din and the Nefashos, it applies all over. So how is any chasana valid? By every wedding you have women watching. So Tosafot didn't ask that. So the Aruch Laner says, because by women you don't say Korah apostle. It's only Nimtzeh Minho Eidim Korah apostle, and the women don't have a shemaid at all. Okay. Tosafot happens to ask by a get. Tosafot asked over here, by a get, how can it be? All the relatives are there. By us today, when you have a get, the relatives don't come. The relatives come and there's a wedding. You don't have all the parents don't come either when you have a get. The parents and the cousins and the brothers, the whole family, what, they're throwing a party. They're having a suda. They don't come when you have a get. But by us, by a chasana, you have the problem. So Tosafot says the din of Korah apostle only applies to Eid HaMeid. Doesn't apply to Eid HaRoy. It's beferish against the Gemara. So Tosafot says the Gemara Makkos, the Havamina was like that. But once you get to the Maskana, the Gemara backs out. What's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? So the Gemara there, Makkos asks Akasha. If you have an institution, you have Aloha of Korv Nimzech and Menedim Korv Apostle. So the Gemara says, Horug Yatzil, Elamayata, Horug Yatzil. If Reuben killed Shimon, so Shimon was watching when Reuben killed him. So Shimon is Pasaliatus. So that's the question, why is Shimon Pasaliatus? Why Shimon Pasaliatus? So Tosafot has different pshatim. So one pshat in Tosafot is because he's a Sine. Reuben murdered Shimon, so Shimon hates Reuben. So Sine is Pasaliatus. That's a machlekes hatanaim in the third perek. We passed him that a Sine is Kashaliatus. So that's what the Marshal says. No, Sine Gomer, he murders him. If we don't talk to each other, you were mean to me, you didn't invite me to your bar mitzvah or something. So I'm a little upset about you. That's one thing. But if you murdered me, so So that's a Sani Gomer. I really hate you with a passion. The Sani Gomer is Pasalev is because of Chashash Meshach. So that's one opinion on Taisus. That the Horug is Pasalev is because of Sani Gomer. Okay. Then there's another opinion on Taisus.
Horug is dead.
Right. So Horug is dead. So how can it be an aid? So you see from the Gemara's Havamina, you see from the Gemara's Kasha, if you just had aid Haraya, if there was a person was watching, he doesn't live so long to come to the bed. He's dead. If he's still alive, so there's no...
Has to be alive,
huh?
But the aid Haraya has to be alive.
No. Said the Gemara. In the Gemara, in the Kasha, yes, Harug Yatzel.
Yeah.
The Harug is always watching. So the Gemara answered, Harug Bachurav. He shot him in the head from behind, and he didn't see who killed him. He knows he's dead, but he doesn't know who killed him because he wasn't watching. That was the Gemara answers. So what was the kasha in the first place? Why did the Gemara think that Harik, why is the Harik postulated? So one day in Taisa, because Seine, why we Paskin Seine is called the answer, Seine Gomer, anybody agrees?
Seine Gomer, Tosis holds that it's Eid Amid that passes. So Tosis is answering the Gemara's question, but Tosis is
told
that
all of that. Right, Taisa is giving a different answer. So that's why they say, isn't the Gemara beferish against us? So that's why I want to say the Taisa says, when the Gemara gives the final answer, they say what we said. That's what I'm going to get to the final answer in the Gemara Makkas. Gemara says, "Abishnai made him abishnei mashloshen yokem davar." The Gemara says, "Bemekayim davar hakasim davar." What was that answer? So the Rebala Taisa said that's what it means. "Bemekayim davar hakasim davar" means the psul of korah puzzle only applies to eid amei, doesn't apply to eid aroyah. So the Rebala Taisa said that was the final answer in the Gemara. But till you get to the end, so the Gemara first thought differently. So the Gemara first thought that the Sinai, that the Haruk should be Karav Apostle, even though the Haruk doesn't live so long to come to the business. Why is the Haruk Apostle? So one day it says, because he's Sinai. I would pass on Sinai as Kosher Leidus, you're not Cheshish L'Meshake, so the Achranim say Sinai Gomer. Then they say, Hodanami Oyev Gomer, that by your wedding, the Tzais quotes in the Achranim, by the wedding, you shouldn't pick your best friend to be an aid. Your best friend will be an Oyev Gomer. So you should pick an acquaintance, somebody who recognizes you, who knows who you are, but he's not such a dear friend that is an Oiv Gomer or a Sani Gomer. Okay. So that's one day in Tosis, that the Horeg Yatzel, because the Horeg is Pasolet, because Sani Gomer. Tosis has another day, if he shot him in the head, he's a Trefer, then he shoots him a second time and he's dead. So the first time he's a Trefer, so Trefer is Pasolet. Why is a Trefer Pasolet? So that's a Gemara later, Dafayin Ches. Why is an A Trefer Pasolet? Psul, a Trefer is half dead? No. One could have said that a treifa is half dead. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that eidus on a treifa is eidus shiyat yochel hazima. Why? Because if the eid himself is a treifa, he was saying the horug is watching. He shot me in the head once. I became a treifa, and then he shoots me a second time, and I'm dead. So at the time that he shoots me the second time and he kills me, I'm already a treifa when the first bullet that I suffered in my brain. So, and what's wrong with a treifa testifying? Gemara says on Dafayin Ches, it's going to be eidus shi'iyat yochel hazima, because what? Nahamal, because if you'll be mazim, what? If witnesses say that a treifa killed someone, and then you're mazim then. So they were attempting to kill a treifa. So that they were trying to kill a gavrik tila. So the witnesses who say that a treifa is chayim, he said, that'll be eidus shi'iyat yochel hazima. What if the witnesses themselves are treifa? What's wrong with that? So the Gemara says that's called eidus shi'iyat yochel hazima because lesneu b'zoymim e'zoymimim. If the eidim testify, the eidim themselves are treifa, they say Reuven is chayim misa. So if you'll be mazim them, you'd be able to give them the death penalty. But if you'll be mazim the eidim who are mazim then, you won't be able to give them the death penalty because they were trying to kill a gavrik tila. So that's also called eidus shi'iyat yochel hazima. If it's lisnei b'zaymim e'zaymimim, it's also no good. That's a kasha that the Delta is the kasha. There's a limited number of Jewish people in the world who are after bar mitzvah. So you'll always reach, let's say, how many Jews are there in the whole world? 15 million Jews. Let's be generous. 50 million. Are there 50 million Jews in the world? Let's imagine 50 million Jews. But you don't have more than 50 million Jews who are bar mitzvah. So you're always going to come to the point that it's l'snei b'zayim mezayim. You can be mazim then, come on. But you're going to run out of people. there are no more people to be mazim. It's a kasha, yeah.
But if it's a din of iyum, who cares about why should the second set of idim zomim mat? You can still be ma'ayim the original idim, even if the second set of idim zomim can't be chayv misa.
I mean, these idim have iyum. I don't know. Got to think about that. So that's the second shot in Tais. Second shot. First shot in Tais says that the horug yatzel because the horug is a seinah. Second shot because the horug is a treifa. If that's the case, he shot one bullet and made him a treifa, and then he shoots the second bullet and he's dead. So the second shot is that a treifa, the horug is a treifa. The third shot in Tais is that the horug is a baldover. Just like if there's a dispute between a malb and a loiva. So they're both Balei Dvarim. So if Reuven murders Shimon, so Shimon is Baldova. He owes the death penalty to Shimon. That's a Chiddush. Usually say Misa is LaShamayim. Usually say death penalty. Mammon is Ben Adam LaHaveiro. So the two Balei Dinim, the Tevei and the Nitva. Ben Misa usually say Misa is LaShamayim. There's only one Baldin. There's one Baldover. There's no Baldin. Baldin is when the two Balei Dinim fighting with Tevei and the Nitva. In the first usually there's no baldin, there's a baldover. The question is, does he deserve misa l'shamayim? So Tosfos has one day a chiddush that sometimes you have misa l'zeh, a retzech is chay misa to the horug. So horug yatzah because the horug is a baldover. That's a big chiddush. Other rishonim dispute it, and there are more paskins against that. There are more paskins. Krovi a horug, shem l'hoyed neged a retzech. Kroivim, apostolatus, if they're related to the Baldover, let's say the Tever, the Nitva. So anyone who's a cousin of Tever, cousin of the Nitva, is apostolatus. So what if someone is a brother or a cousin of the man who was murdered? He say he's a korev to the Baldover. So he's apostolatus. They say, no. He's a korev to the murder victim, but the murder victim is not a Baldover. There's only one Baldover, the murderer, the terrorist, the one who shot him. He's a Baldover. The one who's dead, he's not a baldover. It's misa l'shamayim. It's not misa l'zeh. So the Ramah paskins in Chayish Mishav Krovi ha-horuk sherim l'hoid neged haritzech because the horuk is not a baldover. But one day, the third day in Taisus is no horuk yatzah because the horuk is a baldover. Then Taisus has a fourth pshat. Why the horuk should be posel le'edus? In the case where he killed a relative of his, if the one whom he shot was a relative, so then he's a korib. So korib should say posel le'edus. So the Gemara asks that kasha. The Gemara says the only time a murderer will get the death penalty is harg me'achurav. So the harg wasn't watching. That's the Gemara's there. Then the Gemara says, wait a minute, harg yatzil, the murderer himself, he knows that he murdered someone. So he was watching. So why don't you say in such a case, every case that anyone's an avera for which he deserves the death penalty, there's always kar of a puzzle. Because the one who did the avera was watching. He knows what he did. He's puzzle-aidus because he's the baldover. So the Gemara says, no, the whole mocker of the din of Karva Pasal is Kosal Pishnei, the Mach Mishlosh Eidim, Yakum Dover, that's Mimika, Hikishakosam Shlosh and the Shnayim, Mashnayim Nitzach, my Karva Pasal is no good because you have eight Echid left, Av Shlosh and Karva Pasal is no good, even though you have two Eidim left. So that's only Mimikai Medover, Kosam Adam. So what was the answer? What was the answer, Mimikai Medover? So Rashi learns that the answer was, Rashi Amaka says, Rashi and the Ravid both say, just like we had a list of six people who don't count, Eved Ishak Mecheru Shoto V'Kodim, they don't have a shame aid at all. So Rashi and the Rabbi learned that Baldover doesn't have a shame aid. But Mekai Medover Kosem Adab, you only apply Korba Apostle if it's one of the aid and one of the outsiders, one of the onlookers, is a Apostle aid. But if the Baldover himself is watching, he doesn't have a shame aid. That's like the parrot. That's like the six people that the Nesib has quoted, the Tumim, that you don't apply Korah Apostle. So Baldover also does not have a shame made at all. That's how Rashi learns. So the Rebala, that's Rashi the Shittas, because Rashi holds that Korah Apostle applies by Eid Haraya. If when the murder occurred, or the Halva occurred, one of the people who was watching happens to be a relative, and he had a mind to testify, so he say Korah Apostle, even though he never comes to Bezdin to testify. And the Reed disagrees with the Rashi. The Reed says the whole thing is ridiculous. He says when the Gemara answered B'mekai Medaber Kosem Adab, but that was what the answer means. That Korav Apostle only applies if he's an Eid Hameid. If he's an Eid Haroi, the whole din doesn't apply. There's no Shem Eid on an Eid Haroi. You have to be Davke Eid Hameid. Okay, this is a very important topic. We'll have to continue with the Neder on Sunday. Sunday's a regular day. Nothing unusual about Sunday?
Anyone's got an o'clock for the Dominion Media?
This coming Tuesday night, I think I mentioned, this coming Tuesday night, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to be there till the week after Thursday morning. So I'm going to try to give a share. Try to give a share by Skype. Okay.
You need the ear. You need the first set of Zomim to be scared.
That's as far as it goes.
You have to say. 1 o'clock.